Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Michael and Michael Rothberg, and welcome to another fine edition of Get Your Body Into Balance on Blog Talk Radio. The music in the background is the 528 Love Frequency, and we're going to play that as an interlude until we are able to get our guest, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, on our show. I want to remind you that this show is brought to you by GetYourBodyIntoBalance.com. This .com website of ours is our first stab at helping to awaken the public globally that the most powerful decision that they make is the decision of what to place at the end of their fork. And we have spent 22 years in the world of human nutrition, vitamin supplementation, superfoods, and what we've come to the conclusion is that all the vitamins and all the supplements and all the superfoods can't make up for a bad diet. And then once you get the diet right, the balance in your life matters too. Now, I think it's an extraordinary time that we're living in, and that's entirely why we have to do extraordinary things in order to stay healthy. Certainly, the first thing that we need to do is consider the sentient nature of our food choices. Some people will argue that, well, ultimately, aren't plants sentient? And I certainly don't want to get into a species debate with you. Everything that is animate is sentient. And in some worldviews, even rocks are sentient. What I can tell you is that they all carry the same electromagnetic field. The distance between the nucleus of an atom, as Frugev Capra explains, to the exterior atomic structure is an electron, and that distance between the small neutron and the larger electron is, relatively speaking, the distance between the Earth and the Moon. If you understand that we're vast fields of emptiness animated by energy and consciousness, then the decisions that we make for the supplements that we take, the decisions that we make for the foods that we eat, the decisions that we make for the jobs that we work at, the decisions that we make how to raise our children, all matter. That we are infinite infinity having a basic material experience, and the less we get attached to the material and the more we awaken to what Rupert Sheldrake calls the morphogenic resonance, the less stress, the greater, the quicker we will evolve. It's certainly something that I'm a student of, and I feel the most important thing that I could do is introduce you to the experts in the field of cosmic consciousness, to the energetics of the cell, the biology of frequency. And the man that we're bringing on just in a moment has written at least 17 books on the field. He started in a very controversial world, and it certainly didn't win him any fans with the pharmaceutical industry. He's regarded by most as the world's greatest whistleblower in the field of pharmaceutical research and science being used against human beings for its own self-interested purposes or even darker. Beyond that, one moment. And remember to the audience that I'm blind. He's also YouTube's most prolific and controversial doctor. And anytime there's controversy, I think it's very worth investigating so we can step out of what Deepak Chopra calls the hypnosis of our social conditioning. Insofar as that he is willing to take these risks, in my worldview, he is a leading humanitarian. He's a political activist. He's a media expert, documentary film expert. Again, author of at least 17 books that I'm acquainted with and 3 American bestsellers. Today we're going to focus as much as possible, but I don't think we can get to there from here without an understanding of how Dr. Horowitz came to these conclusions and these awakenings. But we're going to discuss today the love frequency 528 because it's really what put us back on this journey to wellness. Teresa and I were at our wits' end with her breast cancer. We just didn't know what else to do. We had taken every supplement, I think, that was ever out there for breast cancer. We made a wrong turn following the Weston Price diet, according to Sally Fallon. Teresa's cancer came back. So we knew that supplementation wasn't going to get there alone. What mattered also was what was at the end of the fork. But when we figured out what was at the end of the fork and added that into the supplementation, we've had enormous progress. But we also learned from Dr. Ron Peters in Edgework that there's an emotional component. And I also think that until we understand that harmonically we have been working against nature, that the music we listen to has been working against nature, we're never really going to heal. So without any further ado, I'd like to invite Dr. Leonard Horowitz to the call and share with us his knowledge and his journey. Thank you, Dr. Horowitz. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark. Pleasure. Thank you so much for that very kind and very honorable. I'm humbled by what you said about me. That's very, very sweet. Thank you so much.
Well, I became aware of you 22 years ago, and some of it was pretty frightening, and I was coming from the mainstream world, but certainly flirting with awakening, and I think listeners of the show have known that I'm a pathetic awakener because I have continually been drawn back into the hypnosis of social conditioning. But what has kept me awake has been the cruelty that we all inflict upon other species on this earth. And that awakening has drove me to listen to you this time with all ears open. So as much as possible, I'm going to sit back and let you share with us your journey of 528 and what it really means to the awakening of a new humankind.
Wow, beautiful. First of
Thank
all,
you.
You know, we're kindred spirits completely, and, you know, there's some of us, you know, I'd say about a quarter of the population are humanitarian-oriented, and we're what we call 528ers. We're in love. We want to be in love. We want to stay in peace and harmony. We don't want to be engaging fear, and I really love how well you articulated the social conditioning aspect, the mass media mind manipulation, the hypnotronic technologies that have caused humanity to become dumbed down, mind-controlled slaves, and far less than the quarter of the population who desires and deserves to have peace on Earth and the whole shift in the paradigm. So thank you. We're kindred spirits. You want to start on the 528? You want me to share how I got involved with this?
Well, I'm certainly inclined to that, but a lot of you're not talking to a Project Camelot or an audience that has at least heard these concepts before. We did recently have Carrie Cassidy on, and it certainly, for most people, and Susan Chomsky, and I think actually Susan Chomsky was one of our most popular listens above Rip Esselstyn and some of the people that we really started out with to awaken people to the whole plant food or plant strong movement that's going on. So when you talk about hypnotronic, I know that Marshall McLuhan, way back in the 1960s, tried to explain that the medium becomes the message, and that we are people that have become entranced by the marketing of the very machinery itself, and we have folded our whatever our identity once was or what it could have been into simply some mass-marketed identity. And we've, according to George Bush, after 9/11, had the effrontery to tell sentient beings that the best thing that they could do was just go out and start spending. Nothing more depressing. No more depressing words I ever heard, I think, in my life.
So let me just cut to this solution before we maybe engage these problems, because truly, and I appreciate you inviting me on to share, the 528 evolution, in fact, we've got a website that's just launched, 528revolution.com. And what you realize is that the key, when you bring in the nutritional, you bring in the aspects of nature, you bring in the chlorophyll that literally resonates with what you were talking about earlier, the electron of love. Let me explain that, because that's the solution to the world's problems. It's the solution to the ignorance, and it's a solution to awakening the masses through the music that we have advanced in 528 Radio Network. We have 9 stations we launched. We fell short of our goal last year to have 12 stations. We only launched 9. We're ideally going to have 24 by the end of this year with your support and others. But the bottom line is what creates in nutrients in the foods that we eat, and it's so simple, this magnificent healing resonant energy. In essence, it is the chlorophyll. What is chlorophyll? It has the sacred geometry, the molecular chemistry, and literally the resonant energy of magnesium, which is greenish yellow. So when you look at a blade of grass, it has the intelligence for humanity's restoration and the solutions to the urgencies. You look at a blade of grass, why is it greenish yellow? Why did magnesium inside that chlorophyll molecule choose that color? Because it's the heart of the universe. It's like, duh, of course it is. You look at a rainbow. What's the heart of a rainbow? Greenish yellow. Okay, well, if it's the heart of the rainbow, which is simply sunshine, electromagnetic frequency spectrum coming through water in a cloud, then you know that the rainbow reflects the sunshine. The heart of the sunshine, therefore, is greenish yellow, 528 nanometers of light, and it's resonating. Even NASA recorded the sound of the sun. David Sarita published that. We took a 528 hertz frequency tuning fork and measured and compared that frequency recorded by NASA scientists. In fact, its 528 hertz frequency is the heart of the sunshine, reflected in the light of the heart of the sunshine, greenish yellow, which is coming through the rainbow, which is coming into the grass, which is coming into ultimately us through the ha, the prana, the air that we breathe. The oxygenation of the planet comes primarily from both the ocean water, and it comes from the waves that splash and create the oxygenation of the atmosphere, but most importantly, from the greenish chlorophyll molecule, which is virtually identical to your hemoglobin that carries the ha, the breath of life, that resonating love energy electron through your hemoglobin to every cell in your body that sustains you, uplifts you, because it carries the Holy Spirit power of love and perfection. And now you begin to understand the greatest suppression in Earth's history to separate you from your divinity is this misconception that we're simply physical beings and not, as you say, sentient beings receiving energy, transmitting energy, communing with divine energy constantly through the breath of love, breath of life. You know, you have even, I'm talking to you from Hawaii. Here's another example that's right in your face and nobody sees it. Aloha. The Hawaiian Islands are famous and the people for aloha. Peace, love, joy, harmony. when two Hawaiians, the Kanaka Moli, the originals, meet and they gather, the magnificent way that they greet each other, the one puts their forehead to the other, they touch noses, they look deeply into each other's eyes, which is the windows to the soul, and together they take a deep breath through their noses. That's the way in which the Hawaiian people communed with each other. And what does aloha mean? What are they doing? What is this breath of life associated with this aloha spirit and greeting all about? Well, A-L-O-H-A. And you begin to study and you realize that the ancient Hawaiians are connected to the ancient Hebrews and the sacred languages. Yep. And you begin to see that A stands for alpha. It's the beginning. The L stands for the Lamed in Hebrew, which is the heart, like the heart of the sunshine is 528 nanometers, the heart of the 22-letter Hebrew alphabet. Number 11 is the Lamed, which stands for love in Hebrew gematria. So in the beginning, the alpha, you have the love, and the O, A-L-O, is the omega. And the end, you have the love, and carried by the ha, the breath of life. There's your aloha. It says it all, just like a blade of grass says it all. And so the simplest understanding now that we have is, I've said this, what I'm about to share with you is who you are, technically. It's not so simple. I've already explained the simplicity, but I'm going to give you now who you are based on the simple fact, as I've just stated. You are a digital. Now, I'm saying everyone is. A digital, bioholographic, precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water. You have to realize 80% of your body, besides good nutrients, the nutrients that you eat that are full of the breath of love, the chlorophyll molecule, and that resonant energy of the electron, that is approximately 20% of your body's composition. You're made of about 80% seawater and 20% lava rock. All of life, organic chemistry, comes from the elements, which comes from the lava rock. The only other main ingredient, 80% of you, is water. And that is truly a magnificent revelation realization, because in the beginning, Genesis 1:1-1:2 tells you that water is part of the triune God. In the beginning, there was the Creator and the water in Genesis 1:1. In Genesis 1:2, the Holy Spirit of the Creator hovered over the face of the water and divided the water from the water to enter into what you had mentioned, the quantum field, and that therein the words, "Let there be light," was spoken, and out popped the sun in Genesis 1:2, 1:3. Now you have the model that is demonstrated by the dolphins. The most sentient beings on this planet are virtual water angels in the ocean that if you come into their community with a sickness or disease, they will use ultrasonics to diagnose your condition, and then out of love and empathy, they'll simply sonically vibrate you to health and healing and restoration. Now, those beings in the water, they blow bubble rings, and they sonically, to play, like we play football, they blow bubble rings and they pass them back and forth underwater, and they vibrate them sonically to do that, and sometimes it's been observed, it's called sonoluminescence, that the bubble rings get so hot, they approach 5,000 degrees, which is close to the temperature of the sun, and they start to emit light. Sonoluminescence. Now, that understanding, that model, that is the cause of us now realizing we are a manifestation of vibration, and we are a manifestation of pure tone frequency love 528. And so love, the universal healer, connected with water, the universal solvent, is virtually music, the universal language for creation, universally, not just organically, not just life, but like you said earlier, rocks in some cultures are realized to be sentient or energy, have a resonant frequency, a characteristic, a uniqueness that allows them, enables them, like in the world of natural healing, to have certain gemstones vibrate certain frequencies so that it restores, heals, uplifts, protects, etc. So what a magnificent revelation. I mean, gee whiz, there's nothing on this planet right now more capable of solving every urgency, every deficiency, every problem. And the only reason we're not celebrating this is because the mainstream madness media is essentially suppressing and blocking this truth that shall set everyone free. Mm-hmm. Anyway, take it from there.
Well, I don't think a single guest has yet left me speechless and at the edge of my seat, but it's a sad, and I don't want to go too far because that's my nature, has always been into go to the darker explanation of why, as a people, we have been so hidden from our true nature. But I guess the real question is, how do we awaken this? You know, I'm looking to have Matthew Fox, because here's a person who was really in the belly of the very beast, and yet he's understood that the way to awaken the young kids today is through dance and chanting and
exactly.
Frequencies and harmonies.
Brilliant.
Because outside of that, there's nothing else for these
That's
kids
right.
today other than to be checkout people at a Walmart. The future has passed America by quite intentionally, and without getting into a bleak version of the Alex Jones show, I think that we have some very radical things that we can do, and one is turn off televisions where the hypnosis comes from in the first place and understand that everything that they're selling is a consumer image. Like Mick Jagger said decades ago, he can't be a man unless he smokes the same cigarettes as me. I can't get no satisfaction. We have our daughters, our mothers, our sisters have identified through magazines with fashion labels, and we need to awaken Americans that the most powerful thing that they do in a consumer society is what they do with their money. And for me, the most basic thing that they do is spend somewhere between 17, 21, and depending upon how poor, could be as much as 70% of their take-home pay on the very food that they're eating. And the food that they're eating is completely dumbing them down. It's denatured. It's processed. And between their vaccinations and the box foods that they're eating and the television messages, they're almost a doomed species. But when I see online the transformation that you've taken, it's almost as if you're a different human being. And I guess you went from the world of frustration with vaccination and hepatitis B vaccine to love frequency. It's obvious that love frequency has mended your heart, because you can't fight darkness with darkness, and you can't fight darkness with rage. Is that the answer?
Yeah, that's partly my experience, you know. And yeah, you know, your concept of consumerism being a great evil, and I have to completely agree with. In fact, if you look at the word consumerism, consumption, that word used to mean degeneration by disease and death, consumption.
Yeah, of course, yeah. The great disease,
yeah, so,
consumption.
And the answer that we're both stating, and the reference you provided is likewise, that music, because we are the music, that means that if you understand now why we have put all of our money, all of our efforts, everything that we're able to gather in terms of resources into the 528radio.com network, where you can listen to medicinal music made in the frequency or transposed into the frequency of love. And just like you were saying earlier, whereby there's so much space between the atomic particles, it's amazing, just creation. When you look at yourself in a mirror, what you're actually seeing is electrons. You're not seeing the protons, you're not seeing the neutrons, which are much larger. You're actually seeing electrons that are not particles per se, they're not waves per se, they're both. And they are clouds, they move. And so what you're seeing is a virtual apparition. It's not really there in this dimension. Yeah, water is wet, rocks are hard, you know, basically, and talk is cheap. But the reality is that this is a level. It's kind of like in the movie Inception. It's you're on a different level, and there's at least 36 dimensions, and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit power of love, is the source and at the center of it all, and that those dimensions now begin to explain from the world of physics into the world of metaphysics what is actually taking place in our lives and what we're witnessing and what we're experiencing. And the solution, you're receiving this energy unconsciously. And so, of course, everyone is. And so the solution is fill the world with love. Literally now we have the technology, we have the understanding, and this is why we've put all of our resources. There's nothing more urgent, in our opinion, currently than to bring peace to Earth and bring love to humanity and bring this message out further and further. And so when we play, for example, like if you were to turn on 528radio.com and click on 528classicrock.com, one of the nine stations, and you're now rocking and enjoying your music that has been transposed into that frequency of love, it's not simply healing you, but because the entire atmosphere is hydrated, it's full of water. And water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. That's why dolphins and whales can sing to their relatives thousands of miles away, because the water is a superconductor of the sound and the light frequency resonance, the energy of electrons that are moving through the water carrying the message. So when you're listening and you're rocking out to 528 Classic Rock, you're not simply listening to medicinal music that helps you, but like a pebble in a pond, that wave goes out in circles to the farthest shores, and it touches people's hearts globally, unconsciously, subliminally, ideally opening humanity's heart so we can celebrate 1,000 years of world peace that has been prophesied. So that's
you were working with Dr. Emoto. Did you introduce him to this idea of the love frequency?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we had dinner about 3 weeks ago, and I have an invitation to come to meet with him and do a seminar series in Japan, where I just had my 17th book translated into Japanese. It's called, it's fascinating. In the United States, it's called The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love is the subtitle. So The Book of 528 is called the United States. The Japanese publisher, and they're very, very well known, they took it, they changed the title for the Japanese market, and they have it titled in Japan, The Frequency That Killed John Lennon. And that's a great title, in fact, because you know Lennon, just like I have been and Sherry Kane has been and the people who we work with have been persecuted by the FBI's COINTELPRO. It's called Counterintelligence Program. They infiltrated the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. They took it over. They didn't eliminate it. They still use it to divide the sheeple, mm-hmm. to conquer the flock. Mm-hmm.
they oh, it's so persecuted. Obvious that we lost so many of our the most important musicians to drug overdose, and I so wholeheartedly cannot believe that it was a coincidence that Jim Morrison, who was really boldly taking on the system, would die of a drug overdose like that. It seemed to me that they just get a dealer that gets very close to them, infiltrates them, and takes them out when they're susceptible.
Exactly. That's
and
exactly
John
what
Lennon,
that...
John Lennon was considered the most dangerous man to Kissinger and the British establishment, and he went into his own private Idaho. He had his guitar. I heard a magnificent interview that the guitar sat up on the wall of his bed above the headboard, and he hadn't picked it up in 6-7 years and played a single note. If we're to believe Sean said he grew up not even knowing what a Beatle was or that his father was a Beatle. And then the first album to come out, Double Fantasy, was so mind-blowingly full of love. The whole message of that of every song was love, and it exuded the love of his family. And the next thing you know, to me, the Manchurian Candidate walks right up to the Dakotas and shoots him.
Exactly.
When I was listening the other day to an article, I think in The Atlantic, about an incredible magician, hypnotist in Las Vegas. And he said he walks through the crowd. You know, part of his secret is that he walks through the crowd and he looks at the people who are hypnotic, the people that really follow his eye, that get distracted so easily. And he'll work a crowd for however long it takes till he finds his perfect mark, that he could pull all sorts of things out of their ear, their back pocket, take things, their wallet off their wedding band, right while they're not even noticing. And if an extreme... trained hypnotist and pickpocket and magician can do that, just add that on steroids, what people who have an unlimited black ops budget can do, and it's no wonder that you have these types of people. In fact, it can be frightening. We were, and I hate that word, we were at synagogue probably 2 decades ago in New York City, and a man just came over to us, and he was trying to, he had some interesting things to share, and we met with him in Philadelphia, which is where you're from and we're from, Center City. And he was living at the Rittenhouse Claridge, and we had dinner with him, and he showed us stacks of documents, and he explained that he was once a prominent architect. His father had worked with the CIA, and by the time this young man was done, he was an older man at that point, he felt that he had been completely a hypnotic operative of the government. And do you remember his name, Teresa? Harlan Girard. Yeah. Exactly.
Are you referencing Anthony Cools in Las Vegas by any chance? The hypnotist?
No. Yeah, of course.
That's the guy you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
That's so funny you should mention that, Mark, because you know what? When I was at Rutgers back in 1971, I think it was, 70 or 71, I was at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, and I'm in the dorm, and I have a friend visiting from New York, very sweet lady. She lives in Israel today. Anthony Cools walks into my room. He introduces himself. And he says to me, "Would you like to be hypnotized?" And I said, "I don't think I'm a good subject for hypnosis," and I'm not. But my friend, Debbie, says to him, I would like to be. Well, you know, he performed in my room, and he turned my friend into a barking dog who literally was on her hands and knees on the floor barking, doing the most bizarre things for about 20 minutes. And at the end, he basically snapped his finger, brought her out of the trance state, and she could remember nothing of what happened. That's Anthony Cools. He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. And, you know, I just wanted to mention about John Lennon, too. The most wonderful, monumental track, potentially, in recording history is the track Imagine by Lennon. If you listen to that, if you take a 528 tuning fork to that track, which we have done, and we published it on YouTube. You can go on YouTube. You can go on 528revolution.com. You can find this there. You can find it also on 528records.com, articles there that talk about how Lennon and McCartney, on occasion, published and recorded and performed in 528, which means in the White Album, when Lennon recorded Imagine, that meant that he had to bring somebody in at great expense and great time and diligence in retuning his piano to the frequency of Love 528 for the recording of Imagine. Now, that's what Dr. Emoto, when he lectures today, he brings out, I gave him a tuning fork, I gave him a 528 tuning fork, and people can get the 528 tuning forks on cureshop.com. That's spelled CureShoppe, cureshop.com. And it's a 528 tuning fork. I gave one to Dr. Emoto, and he actually encourages people to use it in chanting and in prayers and in chanting. And in a second, I'll tell you about what's happening, very exciting, in Israel right now. But Lennon is play, when Dr. Emoto presents, he always presents to his audience in his most recent seminars a Lennon clip where he plays and he asks the audience to sing Imagine in 528. And what he does on stage is proves what we're saying. It's called phase locking. In physics, it's a phenomenon whereby the frequencies of one element tunes into, called phase locking or entrainment. He has a tuning fork on one side of the stage that he strikes, and he has a microphone stationed about 20 yards away with his interpreter holding a similar tuning fork, a 528 tuning fork that is not struck, but the interpreter holds his microphone next to the tuning fork that's not been struck, and Dr. Emoto's tuning fork 20 yards away causes the unstruck tuning fork to start to resonate so that the audience can actually hear 528 Love being performed now by another person far away. That simple experiment proves what we're doing with 528records.com, in my opinion, is the greatest investment that we can make if we're humanitarians and we want to see peace on earth. The more people that play 528 music, that energy goes out, it touches hearts everywhere. And now you begin also to not simply think about human hearts. I love what you introduced this program stating, how we're all connected, every species, and that now the folks in Israel, they're called Ahava. They, a couple guys run it. They are on fire with this information. Shai Danin is one of them, and Amidi is another.
What are their names?
Shai Danin and Amiti Media. And they, Amiti Media, and they have an organization that's called Ahava in Jerusalem. And what they do is they literally walk around the streets in these heated, you know, areas where people are arguing, and they have the ability then to take a 528 tuning fork out of their pockets, play it, and suddenly the entire energy shifts, the rapport of the people totally changes, not simply because it's an extraordinary, you know, social activity, but because there's a resonant energy that touches their hearts. And what they've done, that is the future, in my opinion, the future of healing, the future of medicine on this planet. they have recorded, and you can see their recordings on YouTube. They have taken a bowl, a sounding bowl, a healing bowl, and they have then filled it with water so that they can then tune it specifically to 528 hertz frequency. That's hertz of cycles per second. So 528 cycles per second is pure tone love, is the universal healer of love. They take it into a lot in the ocean there, and they bring people from all over Israel to go into the water with the bowls, and they have healing community events that the dolphins come to participate in. So they actually have footage where they have filmed the dolphins coming for these group healings. Mm-hmm. With that model, then, they went and they rented out the largest indoor swimming pool in Jerusalem. And they filled it with about 200 or 300 people, and they put this on film. And they brought the same bowls and the same 528 hertz frequencies, and it brought tears to many people's eyes. They had miraculous healings in many cases, and we see this routinely. Because think about it, obviously, what is more powerful than love, the universal healer, to administer in our music and through our water, through our bodies, our resonance, our Holy Spirit power chambers. This is what we're talking about. It is not paradigm shifting what we're talking about. It is paradigm shattering. Suddenly now the truth shall set us free in a big, big way. And that's the medicine that this planet needs quite sorely, urgently right now.
We've been reading a lot of books on factory farming and animal cruelty, and it's really what got us to this place where we are. And certainly some of our early friends of this show weren't ready and wanted us to stick very closely to the party line of cleansing and healing and just using plant-based products to get us from there to here. And I realize that they're the same broken people. It doesn't matter how many great green products that they can put into their body. They're being attacked from so many angles. The world of disinformation, the world of scarcity, the work of living just enough for the city, and the animals that they're eating have a frequency and chemistry in them of the most horrifying, to say inhuman, would be a Gandhian malaprop, because that would be a nice thought, that if we were actually to be human and humane at the same time, we would put away our pallid addictions to animal flesh and the suffering that comes with it. But for me to take this program further afield and understand that the only way we're really going to get people to even get off that meat is to heal their heart and to be able to carry a 528 tuning fork is in no way a preposterous concept. It seems to me if one can tune their own frequency, and that would be the ultimate baby boom trick, considering they're probably the most narcissistic generation in world history, is the me generation. And so what a great thing to be able to pull out and continually work on themselves, because it just doesn't seem that all the work that we did from the 60s to today ever stopped the 100 or so incursions throughout Latin America and never stopped the hypnosis of our social conditioning, lying us into the wars of the past 10 years, at least on two fronts, and the squandering of such material resource. So maybe allowing providing the opportunity for the baby boom generation to continue that narcissistic inward journey that never led them to the understanding that all you need is love is all we ever needed. It was always an objectification of our guru, my guru. They went from their parents saying, my doctor, and their doctor was always the best doctor. It didn't matter what little hamlet they lived in across America. And then they grew up to be the children of my guru, my guru, my guru. And I don't see that it really has gotten us much of anywhere. And here we are at the precipice of 350.org, or 400 parts per million, and we have a way of backing ourselves from the precipice. And I just finished Animal Liberation by Peter Singer on audio for Library for the Blind, and it's an anniversary edition, so there were some enhancements and updates to it. And I realized that as long as we stay in the flow of Western civilization and Western theological advancement, whatever it's advancing towards, or political or cultural advancement, it's leading us to that same end, which Will Tuttle calls the herder society, the herdsman, that we are a people that have always used and abused nature and animals to serve our ends. And we have taken our planet to the precipice because the wealthy have learned to use us through, and not to knock capitalism, but it's the fact is that, as Adam Smith said, there's an invisible hand, there's also an invisible foot. If you don't manacle the hand, you're always going to get the foot, and we're a nation and a world that has been suffering from the invisible foot of our capitalist economy for a very long time. So it's exciting to know, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, that there is a huge solution out there. Could you explain to us where, is there a connection between 528 and the Solfeggio notes to the ancient Gregorian chant? And how could we have lost those tones? And it's very interesting because even though I'm blind, I've heard an explanation that the orchestras of today tune to a different frequency. And I've always noted that these instruments, you hear 60, 80 instruments on a stage, 100 instruments on a stage, and at any break they can, they're constantly retuning their instruments, and here are musicians that obviously have some of the finest instruments in the world, and with a little playing, they're knocking themselves out of tune. Could you explain how we went astray from these ancient Solfeggio notes to where we are today? What was that journey?
Sure. The 528 hertz frequency of love, we call it Love 528, is the third note of the original Solfeggio musical scale. They like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la today. It used to be ut, re, mi. The third note, mi, stands for mira gestorum in Latin, which means miracles in English. So love is the miracle worker. 528 love is the miracle frequency. It's the clear channel broadcast from God's heart to your heart, literally. I'm not making that up because, again, you deal with the physicists. I'm fascinated and I'm humbled to work with some of the world's leading physicists that, again, the mathematicians and the physicists have proven, again, if it's true as above, so below. If it's true for the heart of the rainbow, 528 nanometers of light, true for the heart of the sun, true for thereby your heart and chlorophyll's heart, magnesium, it's obviously true for the heart of the Creator. So that's the ha, the breath, and basically that's the source of the ha, the breath of life, the energy of love that we're being sustained by, uplifted by, healed by. And we're now looking at how this concept of the breath is the most powerful of all healing kinds of applications and technologies, and that the concept of where we came from to where we are now and where, you know, God willing, we're moving with these revelations is back to harmony with divinity, and that the frequency specifically of 528 was suppressed heavily by those who knew about the metaphysics, the mathematics. We're talking about the ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematicians. We're talking about Plato, Pythagoras, Aristotle. By the way, science, our entire world of science, started with one book by Aristotle called Physics. And the root word of physics is philos, love. So these guys and gals knew the same thing. Da Vinci knew all about it. I did a book a few years ago called Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. And it goes into this material. But the question that you raised as to how did we devolve into this insanity, psychopathology, how did we get there? Well, again, if you understand how God works, if you understand how, if you don't believe in God, how there is a musical mathematical matrix of creation, how nature is literally being administered in harmony and balance, and what maintains that balance, just like Dr. Emoto demonstrates, there's a clear channel broadcast where entrainment or phase locking to the frequencies of nature occurs, and you begin to then ask, where did we go wrong? Well, the Gregorian chant started to be suppressed. This ancient solfeggio, and we published this, Dr. Paleo and I came out with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse back in 1998, and that became one of my bestsellers. And we revealed in that book how this frequency of love in this ancient solfeggio scale with the Gregorian chants was suppressed. It was originally used for the ancient hymn to St. John the Baptist, which is the most spiritually uplifting hymn of all the ages in the Western world. And so this is now where they started to say, well, we the people in power, and of course Da Vinci, if you study Da Vinci, he was being controlled not by the Roman Catholic Church per se. He was being controlled by the Borgias. And the families, the crime families, he was the weapons development, contractor for the Borgias and the other groups.
Sure, he was designing submarines.
Yep, exactly. So what you have had happened there was they suppressed that frequency, knowing that the frequency in that music was basically causing people to not follow the doctrines and the dogmas. It's kind of like Jesus had also preached. He said it is by the traditions of men that make the word the truth to no avail. If you're engaged in this indoctrination, you can't engage the purity and the harmony of divinity in your own life because you're in your head thinking that you're right. You've got belief systems that have been manipulated by the media or whoever, your peers and authority figures. And so suddenly now you're separated. And the music was intentionally suppressed from the people. Now, coming into the modern world, in 1938, and this is disgusting, we published this in Medical Veritas Journal online, and it's a chapter. I expanded it into a chapter of the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. And again, folks can get that on CureShop, CureShoppe.com, and your support is greatly appreciated because by every purchase you make on that store, we're able to continue doing the work that we're doing. So thank you. But the reality is that the Rockefeller Foundation in 1938 worked with RCA and EMI and the BASF tape people, and those people were conducting acoustic weaponry research and development, trying to identify specific frequencies that could be used in war arenas to cause even, quote, mass hysteria, end quote. And in 1938, after they had identified the fact that there were two frequencies that of utmost concern to humanity and to creation. Those frequencies were 528, and the other frequency was 741. Both of those are present in the original solfeggio. Both of those are present in what's called the perfect circle of sound. 9 core creative frequencies by which the entire universe is administered. You know, if you think about in physics, the quantum field, or in religion, the kingdom of heaven, both of those are virtually the same, and they're both administered by the musical mathematics of creation, of which 528 and 741 are vitally important, and it explains the yin-yang, it explains the good versus evil, because 741 is the greatest heart-blocking, love-destroying frequency that you could play. And in 1938, after making this discovery, the Rockefeller Foundation attempted to convince Europe's finest classical musicians and composers and orchestra leaders to adopt the 741 frequency that would be accomplished by tuning the A note to A440. That is the reason why, primarily in my opinion, based on all the evidence, humanity has been engaged in intense psychopathology. We are psychopaths. We've been spiritually dumbed down to the max because the frequency of A440, which is called standard tuning, standard concert tuning, was instituted by the Rockefeller Foundation through the British Standards Institute in 1938, where they had a great deal of difficulty convincing Europe's finest musicians to adopt this. So they needed to get persuasion. They needed to have propaganda. So they hired, literally 3 months before Hitler invaded Poland, they hired Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister for the Third Reich, to go into the British Standards Institute to convince the British Standards Institute to adopt A440 standard tuning for concert pitch. And subsequent to that, then, all of the Western world started now to play A440, which F-sharp note in the A440, which is dominant in a major chord, the D chord, is the dissonant frequency to love in your heart. So they suppressed humanity's heart, literally, knowingly, in law it's called with scienter, knowing willfully that this was going to produce potentially even mass hysteria in the populations. And now you understand why suddenly people went from swooning in the age of, let's say, Frankie Avalon and the others of the old-timers. You know, they went from swooning to Elvis Presley, who, like you said about Morrison, Jim Morrison, whose father was a Navy specialist in security operations and covert ops and intelligence. Mm-hmm. And you had Elvis Presley.
And so was Hinckley's father. Hinckley's father, wasn't it Hinckley? Who killed Lennon, Hinckley?
Yeah, I don't remember offhand. It was Hinckley, I think, but I don't remember the connection. But I know the connection.
Well, his father was absolutely in government.
Exactly. And so this is the same thing that happened, whereby Elvis Presley had a handler named the Colonel, who was in military, and basically the audiences started to scream and riot at that age. And this was a result of the institutionalization of A440 standard tuning, based on all the evidence, and there's a substantial amount of evidence, I have to draw that conclusion, and that what it does, when you look at the perfect circle of sound, that is the core creative frequencies of nature, the only dissonant frequency to love 528 is 741. Now, that's a fascinating determination because it explains that our creator, the master of this experience and this experiment on earth as it is in heaven, knew that we needed to, we sentient beings, created in the image and the heart of love of God, had to express our own free will to choose between good versus evil, light versus darkness, health versus disease, consumerism and massive consumption versus sustainability and permacultural clarity, positive intent for community. This is the choice we have. And that the main impediment to making that choice is that the Western world and the media has adopted the standard tuning of A440, which literally, when you look at the resonant energy and the chakra system, the 741 frequency stimulates the ego. Around the pineal gland area, it stimulates pineal gland, which the pineal gland, think about it, in all of the species, like in birds and butterflies and bees, it is a gyroscope that delivers them back home or wherever they need to be. It is what they use for orientation. And so our orientation has been shifted to dissonance with love intentionally, through acoustic weaponry research and development and impositions by the Rockefeller Foundation and the Rockefellers and the banking cartel, the royalty of Europe, as well as the Rothschild family, intimately connected and literally commercially engaged in organized crime, racketeering activities, this entire understanding how the judicial system in America is being manipulated and controlled. So law and justice, instead of following Creator's law of musical mathematics, of creation, how to administer the entire universe in harmony and balance consistently, versus man's law that has been tainted by the commercial interest and the special interest in the banking cartel, suddenly now you begin to realize they have done this intentionally to create war, to make war, and to literally create disease, because this is how the pharmaceutical cartel or the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel
maintains profit,
engages their business.
Of course, and their children get deferments or have the effrontery as vice president to say, I had better things to do. Yeah, of course, you had better things to do than run the risk of spilling your blood or even getting a desk job working for the Armed Services Radio in Vietnam. You weren't even in country. You were far away from any risk whatsoever, and we elected not one, but two of the apotheosis of that arrogance, and it was right in our face as a culture. And that's what makes me convinced that our brains are so damaged, and that their propaganda ministers could absolutely get us to hate anything that pointed the finger to awakening, that we elected the very worst element among us. I mean, other than a Richard Speck or a Sirhan, I just can't imagine why we ever as a nation bought into two people who in your face said, I had better things to do than take a cat popped in my ass in Vietnam, but yet I'm going to be the one to make the decision to send you. And the arrogance is so in your face. We are hiding in broad daylight. It's absolutely right there. In fact, as a young kid, that's why the journey's been an amazing journey. I absolutely used to believe that people were so blind that they just couldn't see things that were 100% evident and in plain view. And it's been a long journey through my own personal blindness to get to this point of an awakening heart. And I certainly rejected it. I thought the mind and the intellect was the way, and now I surrender over and over and suggest that I can tell when someone is coming from the heart, and that's far more important than the head. Let's talk about, are you, obviously you are, have you ever had an opportunity to really hash some of these issues out with Rupert Sheldrick?
No, I've just been, right now, because of the COINTELPRO, the FBI, CIA's COINTELPRO operatives that have been heavily targeting myself and investigative journalist Sherry Kane, who I partner with, we have been, for the last several years, inundated with lawsuits. They bury you with lawsuits. They bury you with all sorts of attempts to steal your property. And we've been learning law. You know, again, I'm trying to actually turning lemons into lemonade because I'm beginning to finally get law. And I'm bringing my understanding of the 528 love frequency revolution, to this matter of how do you clean up the fundamental administration of the corruption through the judicial system. And we can do it. We can do it. Because you see, man's laws are supposed to reflect God's laws, and there are the laws like the Constitution and the common law that enable us, if we rely on it and we know about it, then we, the people, can take responsibility and make the choices and defend ourselves and our country and our communities. So we can do it. It's, again, it's a matter of waking up to the greatest truth that shall set us free, which is we are the love, we are the choice makers, and we have the capacity to do what's right versus go along with evil.
And we're also more powerful. Really, the meekest among us are more powerful than we are giving ourselves credit for. If we were created, if we buy the ancient stories of our culture, created in God's image, then we have to try to understand this issue of free will. And you were talking about, well, we have the free will, but if you're bagged, gagged, hooded, sequestered, beaten, and taken to a remote location, we could have this discussion of free will all we want. If the food that we eat is genetically modified, if the animals that we eat have undergone the most outrageous torture, the torture that would make Abu Ghraib proud, and that's what we put into our physiology, unless we don't believe anything other than we're just molecules having a protein experience. But if we believe that adrenaline, these super powerful micro amounts of adrenaline that are charging through an animal's tortured body on that death camp march of the last 4, 5, 7, 10 days, the entire way that they've been raised in a factory farm, and then the slamming them in the head with a bolt gun that doesn't often work, and then they're just screaming bloody murder, begging, screaming for protection, for mercy, over killing, and then they're grabbed, they're bolted, they're chained by an ankle, pulled, hoisted in midair, wanting to vomit, scream, but there's no food in their body, and then their throat is slit if they get it once, to bleed them out, because you certainly don't want the bloodiest of blood-saturated meat. But that last experience of that animal is as if her or his life wasn't horrible from cradle to grave, is a complete infiltration of every cell of its body that we're eating with fear, rage, and adrenaline. Now, either you believe that this is all airy-fairy woo-woo, or you don't, and if you believe that there is something to it, then you owe it to yourself to start opening your brain and understanding that we have been a herdsman culture, and we're not living in a herdsman environment. We have the choice at our fingertips to rebuild this entire civilization. People say, well, what can I do? All that matters, you were given an experience in life. You were given this magical
dance. Yeah, just play some music at this point, 528 music. Mark, listen, I apologize. I've got another appointment I've got to get to, but it has been a pleasure being with you. Yes, thank you so much.
Would you please give us a quick rundown of your websites and for people who want to reach you?
Thank you so much. Yeah, the main website is 528revolution.com. fantastic resource, absolutely incredible. It'll link you to 528records.com. It's virtually, folks, it's your radio stations. It's your network. You're feeding it, you're supporting it, and you're transforming the music of the world.
Do you do private consulting?
I'm sorry?
Do you do any private consulting? People want to know where to live.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Scallion has the Earth Changes map. Have you given any thought to that?
Yes. My personal website is drlenhorowitz.com, drlenhorowitz.com. And people can get to us by 888-508-4787. It's a message system, but you can get a private consultation through one of the options on that phone tree. And so that's area code 888-508-4787. And whatever you can do to play the music, listen to the music of 528 and share it with your loved ones, share it with your friends, because, again, just realize it's more than you being healed or them being healed. It's a global initiative to basically bring us back to peace and harmony.
You do sell the tuning forks, correct?
Yes, the tuning forks, Cure Shop, CureShoppe, CureShop.com. And terrific. Thank you so much, folks, for
your
support.
We
Mark, thank you.
It.
God bless
thank
you. I look forward to speaking
you.
With you again.
Promise. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. That was Dr. Leonard Horowitz. He taught us an enormous amount about the ancient greeting of aloha and the connection that is to Creator, the connection to Hebrew, the tuning forks, how to retune our body. We can upload our music that we enjoy and have it reconfigured to the 528 frequency. The benefits of the 528 frequency will help you rebuild the heart. And I don't think we're ever going to get to the new America century if we don't do it through our heart. We have been led by our head, and clearly our head is a brain of great manipulation. But if we learn to work through the morphogenic field, the frequency, the intuition, these are the things that they have told us that the most primitive people did, and we are Western and we are civilized, and you know what Gandhi said about Western civilization. That's a pretty notion. To go into Western civilization without the heart leads us to the famous dictum, I'm just following orders. I'm doing what I'm told. And that's the greatest excuse that led us to genocide, that led a culture, a brilliant culture, to the extermination of Jews. It's the same thing that leads people to work in slaughterhouses. It's the same excuse, fundamentally, where people say, just don't tell me. Oh, I don't want to know. Teresa, the other day, was at an extremely humane pet store. They're legendary in their community in Cape May for rescuing all sorts of animals, trying to get them.
No, not all sorts.
Well, you're right. It's
cats.
True. Cats. Not dogs?
I don't know, maybe. But
cats.
I don't know. Cats, I know for sure.
So they're species specific, and they put a lot of effort into adopting out the cats. But facts are that when Teresa brought in a DVD of PETA's that Paul McCartney put together called If Slaughterhouses Had Windows or Were Made of Glass, what is
glass
it, Teresa?
Walls. The slaughterhouses have glass walls.
The slaughterhouses had glass walls.
You wouldn't eat meat, that's for sure.
The punchline is you wouldn't eat meat.
That's right.
And Teresa knew that all these people there were meat eaters. And she wanted
Well, they all walk around with this compassion, saying that, you know, they're compassionate. And I said, well, would you, you know, like to look at the DVD? Oh, my gosh, no, I would cry. I said, you would cry. What about the animal that's living in these conditions? And they refused to take it from me.
But they said they would cry. But the goal is not to you know, after you're done crying, the question is, would you stop eating your cheese? I have started carrying around the vegetarian starter kit and that DVD again in my briefcase, because the other day I was rude and got into an argument with a woman at Whole Foods who was just fetishing on the Whole Foods pizza and how delicious and
but
wonderful.
But that's not coming from the 528 frequency.
Of course not.
Which,
I need to be tuned to the 528.
Right, exactly.
I'm tuned to 751 like everyone else.
Uh-huh. That's what our universe is.
And I've known that the music that I grew up with was so unsatisfying, hypnotic, of course, but unsatisfying, and it led me to mostly bathe myself in classical music.
Yeah.
But still I know that it isn't opening the heart, so I've done this mechanical opening of the heart, and I've been using the brain to open the heart, and that's, one is never going to get from the brain to the heart. It requires a heart opening and a heart experience from the heart, from the emotional component. And Teresa had her heart opening, and certainly that's why we're vegans today. And it was a pretty quick decision. It was based upon the animal cruelty. You okay, Teresa? And everything ultimately is based on the cruelty in our culture that comes from the animal meat. So anyway, with all due respect, we are so grateful for Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane coming on, or her being the wind beneath his wings on this program. So thanks very much, and we're looking forward to a great week with some very interesting people. Thank you, Teresa on the Wheels of Steel. Thank you, Dr. Horowitz.
You're very welcome.
Bye now.